Hello and welcome to URN Away Days. Now, before you are taken to the Motorpoint Arena for the Fife Flyers versus your Nottingham Panthers, I'm going to say from everyone here at URN Sport, thank you so much. The amount of time you put into interacting with us on social media and listening to us does not go unnoticed, and we're entirely grateful. Whether you're the nan of the host, a friend, or a student who just wants to get involved, we really do appreciate your time and effort you put into URN Sport. This is a URN Away Days episode. Now, of course, you know that you clicked on the link. You're not an idiot. You know this is an Away Days podcast. What I'm most excited about for this episode is the fact there's four brand new members, four first years, blowing everyone's socks away with this fantastic quality. Yes, the recording's a bit dodgy due to phone recordings. We don't have microphones and all that. But if you listen to the content, they're so much better than what our generation were in our first year. So to the Holy Trinity and Harry, congratulations. This is one of my favourite episodes. And hopefully we'll see more new members and young members doing so well in the future. Go well and happy Christmas.
This is URN.
Hello and welcome back to another Away Days with URN Sport. This is a very special edition. It's first for us, the Holy Trinity, me, Archie, Matt and Luke. And we're going to see Nottingham Panthers at the Motorsport Arena. So we will keep you updated and bring you along with us.
So I've just arrived at the stadium. Luckily today I've been given a press pass, so I'm sat in the media area. The fans are filling up the stands, the music's belting, it's 10 minutes to kick off. Come on the Panthers.
So the game's just started. All the fans are still excited and buzzing after that exciting pre-match show, which had flashing lights, loud music, and all the fans singing along. The Panthers come into this game following a 5-4 away win versus the Sheffield Steelers, whilst the Fireflies had a 3-0 win at home. So this should make for an exciting game.
Carter inside Zaman, sparing Peacock through the middle. What will they choose to do here? Wait the defenseman there, and it's still right in front, and then it's put in. Just a matter of time, it seemed, before the Flyers did get that goal there as they outweighted the defenseman of Doherty, and it was Craig Peacock who tapped into it.
The Flyers have just scored. It was end-to-end stuff. We thought the Panthers might get an early lead, but the Flyers have scored, so it's 1-0.
So we're 10 minutes into the first period. The Flyers are 1-0 up. From what I've seen so far, it's been a fairly even contest with both sides having a fair shots at goal.
Through foot chase just off the stick there of Bettridge. Chase again, closing in. Now a chance at the back door. Here's McNicholas. Nice work from the Flyers. It took almost the entire power play, but they worked an excellent chance, and Michael McNicholas has made it 2-0.
On campus.
And online. And
online. Online.
Online.
This is
URN.
End of the first period and Panthers have found themselves two goals out. Archie, what have you thought of their performance so far?
It's been a bit lacklustre, actually. They've got in great positions, great opportunity. They just haven't capitalised. Whereas the Flyers have got two goals on the break, and that's why they found themselves 2-0 up.
Well, we saw one chance towards at the end of the second half, almost that period, where they had a complete counter-attack. They just kept... None of them pulled the trigger, which, I mean, that's why they've found themselves two goals down. What do you think, Matthew?
Yeah, when we had an extra man on the pitch, we had so many opportunities. Fair play to the Flyers keeper, did make a few good saves, but I thought we should have capitalised more.
And you saw with our sin bin that was actually carried out, they really took... They scored their second goal in the last 30 seconds of our penalty. So they actually made the most of it, but we couldn't, could we, Archie?
No, exactly. I hope the Panthers come back out and properly change some tactics, shoot on sight a bit more, and try and get the goalkeeper of the Flyers a bit more saving.
Brassard, and now all the way this side is Thoe. Bags of room, Thoe closing in, and Thoe scoring! First goal in Panthers colours, and the lead is cut in half. 1-2.
So there's 5 minutes left of the second period. In the second period, you know, there's been a goal for the Panthers. The Panthers were working the ball well out wide before they quickly switched it, allowing the striker time to score against the excellent keeper. The keepers, again, have continued the excellent form from the first period, making saves from long shots and short shots, as they did in the first period. In my opinion, I think the Panthers have been slightly more dominant than the Flyers, This can be seen as just when they're counter-attacking excellently and putting the Flyers' defence under a lot of pressure here.
The right wing now, a good pass. Here's Tetlow, shoots it in! Good play off the right wing to set the chance up by Robbie Bayerjian, but it's a goal for Josh Tetlow.
Yeah, great play there, great goal by Tets. He shoots that one low block, a great end-to-end rush there.
So the end of the second period is now 2-2, with the Panthers being able to find two goals. They were able to do this as they started moving the puck around quickly, also finding people in space and able to switch it and change direction with the puck. This helped find the gap in the Flyers' defence, allowing them to get the two goals. The keepers, again, have both been excellent, saving short-range and long-range shots. And also, we've had a few scrappy goal-line clearances, which has helped make it even more exciting for the fans. This means that going into the final third with the scores 2-2, anybody could win it.
We've just finished the second period, and Nottingham Panthers have really turned it around, haven't they, Matt?
Come back. The atmosphere's gone up a bit. I just saw those boos at the end of the third quarter now, and the crowd's picked itself up as well.
Yes, the Panthers have really come into their own. They took on board our advice of shooting a lot more, and I think they doubled the shots on target from last quarter from last period. So they're really gonna. I think they're gonna go on and do quite well in this final period.
Well, they seem to finally connect, didn't they, which they hadn't done so far. And that's how, in one period, the home side has now got two goals to their name to level it out.
Exactly. I think the power play in this final period is going to be very crucial, because neither team have really taken advantage of being a man up. And if they can squeeze one or two goals in that period, then I think that'll be a good starting point.
McNicholas passing here. There's a good block by Jokinen, and it's back out, and it's all the way in. Didn't catch all of it, did Jonas Emmerdahl, but it doesn't matter. He's found a shot to go all the way through, and it's 3-2.
There's 8 minutes left in this match. The score is currently 3-2. It seems the Flyers have come out the more dominant side of this third period at this moment in time. The question has to be asked now, whether the Panthers can respond quick enough to be able to get that goal back, to at least get the draw.
Of breathing space now, back in, not for very long though, and that's put towards the net, and that's gone straight in. Excellent work there by Carson Stadnik, and he's given the Flyers a two goal lead once again with just less.
We're all here together outside the motor point, and how do we all find that, guys?
Exciting.
What do you think, Harry?
I thought it was really good. I thought, you know, the Flyers were obviously the better team there, winning 4-2. I thought the Panthers' like tactical decision at the end to set the keeper off was a bit rash. But apart from that, I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think the Flyers' keeper was a standout player today.
He did win man of the match.
He did, yes, and he did deserve it, because there was a lot of pressure from the Panthers and they just couldn't get past him.
Well, I think that Flyers defence was just so solid, which we saw time and time again when we had an attack on from the Panthers for about 10 minutes straight in that,
yeah,
in that
it was like
third
five
period.
Shots in a row, and we just couldn't get through.
Well, it's because they seemed better drilled.
I'm sure,
like,
they
a well-oiled
had two
machine.
Goalkeepers at one point.
Well, I don't think they can legally, Matthew. But,
the refs were poor today as well. Some of the decisions, we got tripped over like 7 times. He never called anything.
Yeah, he did receive a bit of stick from the crowd, didn't he?
Yes, he did. What did you all think of your first ice hockey match then?
Really enjoyed it. Very cold. As cold as it is in there as it is out here in this nice Nottingham November.
No, yeah, it was. It's a thrilling game. It's very quick paced, and there's a lot of sort of stoppages. But I think you sort of need that to break up the action.
It was quite American, I thought, with the music every 10 seconds. Whenever there's like a little pause in play, someone has to play David Guetta for some reason.
I thought if I was a player, I'd find that a bit distracted, to be honest. I just suddenly hear a bit of a Sigma.
Trying to sing along.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's annoying. They'll play a sing-along song and they'll pause it right before you get to the good bit.
But it certainly added to the atmosphere. There was definitely an atmosphere in there. Especially when the Panthers began to pick up in the third period, and even a bit in the second, when they really pushed for it.
I think
the crowd
if they never got the third goal, they never scored that open goal, we could have...
Yes. It would have made it a slightly more exciting last minute. Because as we said, we put up a story post saying it looks really exciting here. There's a minute and 13 seconds left.
and they push it for an equaliser, and then suddenly they score.
Literally the second later they score.
So that was upsetting, but it definitely was a fun game, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so. I'd recommend it to anyone. It was relatively cheap tickets. Obviously, Harry got the press pass. So that, pass,
yeah.
That
was yeah, what was it like in the box?
It was really nice, to be fair. Lovely, spacious room. It's quiet up there, so that's probably a downside if you want to be in with the action. But yeah,
any free stuff.
No free stuff.
No champagne or anything.
We did have a lovely bar.
Oh, nice.
We did have a lovely bar and I had a little room to myself. There's quite a lot of seats in there.
Sounds beautiful. But no, we had a nice education from the man on our right who kept telling us that there was indeed a net whenever me and Matt went to try and catch it.
Yeah. The net, you can't see the net, so you think the hockey puck's going to hit you. And,
there was a crowd catch, actually, yeah. from a bloke who quickly pocketed the puck. Yeah. Quite right.
Everyone
actually
gave him a big standing round of applause, though.
Yeah.
I think he deserved.
It was the biggest cheer of the evening.
Well, I think it was definitely a good game, and as an experience in a whole, I'd definitely recommend it.
Yeah. I would like to watch an American or a Canadian ice hockey game, because much more quality there, because I feel like we got given the American rejects, because we heard a few American accents in the team.
Considering we're covering Nottingham and Midland sport, I think it might be a bit hard persuading Dom to let us to go to America.
And we're not going to go to America. If you were going to go to a game, if you're in America, watch a game. Or Canada, is that the other one?
But yeah, yeah. Well, it's been a fun away day, so I've certainly enjoyed it.
Yeah, a great experience, I think.
So thanks everybody for listening.